Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. All of Israel, the entire nation of Israel, was hiding behind rocks, buildings. They were fearful. They were afraid. Even their king, even their leader, King Saul, was afraid. And there was this giant and these Philistines that were out there in the land, and he was shouting these threats to destroy. I'm going to destroy you. Send out your best men. I'll fight them. And if I win, you'll be my slave. I will put you in bondage. And everybody was so fearful. Think about it. Every single person in Israel, the big guys, the little guys, the men, the women, the children, and even the king himself, they were actually terrified of this giant. And all of a sudden, this small little shepherd boy who had been in the wilderness tending his sheep was sent to his brothers on the front lines of this, actually not the front lines, actually behind the lines, behind the rock, and to be able to bring them some food and a message from their father. And he starts looking, and he kind of gets a look at this. He's looking around, and he's looking at the perspective of what's taking place inside of God's people and this whole thing. He's starting to think. He says, listen, this don't make sense. This doesn't make sense. These are the armies of God. And then he looks over there at this giant who's making all these threats. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to put you in slavery. I'm going to put you under servitude. I'm going to take away all your money. You're going to be no longer going to be around. And all of a sudden, God's people are going to be are being threatened, you know, and that's what's happening today. You see threats coming today. You see all these things saying they want to take away. They're not saying they are, but they're doing things like taking away the First Amendment rights and trying to. And they're making these threats. But let me encourage you, sit back like David and take a good look there and realize this. When he looked at the giant, and then when he looked at God's people, he wasn't criticizing God's people. He didn't put them down because they were held captive by a spirit of fear, that they believed the threats of the adversary. He looked at the giant, and he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to come against the armies of God? It's time for the church to rise up with a heart of David and begin to look at what's being said and say, who are these people that come against the armies of God in the spiritual realm? I'm talking about a spiritual battle. I'm not talking about a physical battle. And understand that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth and loose in heaven. If we, God's people, will get in our place, think about it. We're going to be able to fight these battles. And the biggest thing is that David didn't need all these technical things, because Saul came over and he was trying to put all of his tradition on him. You know, he put all of the traditional way to fight things. You know, here is your stucco outfit, and here's your brick outfit, and here's your storefront outfit. You know, all those kind of little things trying to put on you. You got to have some mousse for your hair. I mean, nothing against mousse. Hey, you know, I'm just glad I have hair. And all these things. It's like, come on. He grabbed what he had. He grabbed his slingshot and a few rocks, and he said, you know what? I believe that this is not right, and I'm going to deal with it. Did that mean that he was bigger? Did it mean he was prideful? Did it mean his brothers said he was, look at you, and they begin to ridicule him? You know why? Because for him to actually stand up and say what they should have been saying, they kind of feel bad about themselves. So don't worry about what people say about you. Realize they're really going, my goodness, I feel really bad that this little shepherd boy now is actually making us look bad that we're hiding behind a rock. He thinks he can do this thing. And then finally he looks at his brothers when they start ridiculing him, and they say, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And I believe there is a cause. There's a cause like David, and I truly believe, like Israel, God's people were being held captive and the enemy was casting all these doubts. I believe that there's spiritual giants and dark powers that are making these threats right now. But God, I truly believe God is raising up a people whose hearts are turned to him and who will be the church. Will be the church instead of just going to it. He's raising up a church who knows who they are in him. He's raising up a church who will rejoice even in times of suffering because they realize this is their reward, that Jesus is worthy of his reward, and they're willing to lay down everything they have for the advancement of Jesus Christ and his kingdom because he laid down his life for us. These are exciting days. Yes, if you look at it in the natural, just like David, you would think, oh my goodness. But let me tell you, God's raising up giant killers. God is raising up people who trust him, who believe, like pilgrims, like the pilgrim people did, the Puritans. They just said, you know what? Whatever you're going to do, you can kill us, you can behead us, you can take our money, you can take our family, you can get, you know, whatever you're going to do, we're going to worship God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep going until we can actually worship God. And so that's what we are, you know, VFN Radio. We're actually about, you know, being able to speak to the church. We want to be able to talk to the church, those who call themselves, you know, followers of Jesus Christ that made him the Lord of their life. And we're also focusing not on, just on the church, because remember, we believe that America is a byproduct of a healthy church. Remember, the church came first, then America came second. And then we're also focusing on those that have gone astray. And listen, I can understand why a lot have gone astray because, my goodness, I've been there. I know what you're talking about. It's like, why are we doing this? I mean, why are we talking about going to do something that we're not going to do? And why do we keep making the inside of the building look perfectly fine? And we don't even, my whole neighborhood's falling apart and you're not even in my neighborhood. Aren't we supposed to go into all the world? I can understand why you're probably out there, you know, or they're saying, you know, hey, you know, you have somebody that's literally not helping you in your day-to-day life. And you just finally throw your hands up. You're thinking, you know, where's my help? My home is falling apart. My business situation's falling apart. And they just keep going on with this, you know, philosophies and traditions. And it's time to sing the song. And nobody's talking about how do I do this thing called life? And so I want to encourage you that's what we're here for you. Believe me this, that God, no matter what you've done in your life, you've gone astray, that the Lord can forgive you and you can come to your senses and realize that God has heard your cry. You can come back and be restored. Come to your senses, humble yourself and say, you know what, God, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against others and I want to be rightly related to you. And the third is that we're actually reaching out to those who are being drawn to God. There's those out there that you've never known Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and we're actually, you feel this pull and this draw on your life, and you want to know him. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here for the church, those that have gone astray, and those that are being drawn to the Lord. Well, if you want to meet him today, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org. We'll be right back in just one moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.